I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Earlier this year, China's government in Beijing started enforcing a sweeping cybersecurity law, which seems designed to further restrict internet access in that country. There hasn't been a lot of clarity on how this law would play out for businesses, and over the weekend, we got a taste. Apple pulled a bunch of VPN or virtual private network services out of its app store in China. Apple says it's complying with the new law. People use VPNs for all sorts of stuff all over the world. It's a way for employees to access their work's tools and software, even when they aren't in the office. It's a way to add a level of security to your communications. In China, this is a serious issue for residents who want to go under the so-called Great Firewall and consume information that isn't filtered through government sensors. One of the popular services there is called Viper VPN from a company called Golden Frog. Golden Frog's president is Sunday Yokobitis. Sunday, thanks for chatting.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You guys have a lot of customers in China. How worried are you about Apple taking services like yours out of the App Store?
Could not be more disappointed in Apple. I view them as a beacon in some ways for what an American company should stand for. But then they went this weekend and worked with the Chinese government to remove the VPNs for Chinese users from the App Store. The VPN is the internet in China. So did Apple effectively, in a real-world sense, work with China to burn a billion books in Tiananmen Square this weekend? Because when you take a VPN down and you take the internet down, that's what you're doing. You're restricting information, and they seem to be valuing profits over human rights.
What do people outside of China not understand about how people consume content there?
If you said to most users in the United States, go look at what you did and how you traverse the internet throughout the day and say, we're going to take away 80% of that. That's what the experience would be like. That would be kind of the black hole effect of what would happen.
Is your business taking a hit, and is it going to take a hit?
You know, we're not really seeing a hit. You know, users in China are very savvy. They're used to this. This battle, we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years.
Can you talk about the tech of how that works?
At a basic level that most users can understand, they block our website. So what do? We create another website with another domain that the Chinese, through word of mouth, share with each other and tell each other, and we do some advertising and work with people in China to get that word out. So we create a parallel universe for our website. It's a little bit cat and mouse that they do something and we respond, but we have a lot of customers around the world, and it's not a make or break for us as a business. I think for us, it's more important to just kind of stick to our principles of keeping the internet open and free.
Sunday Yokobitis, he is president of Golden Frog, the company which makes Viper VPN. Sunday, thanks a lot.
Thank you.